the first and greatest commandment was not that God would love us with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, but rather it was that we would love our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. I believe one of the greatest injustices of all time is that we as a people spend our whole lives convincing ourselves and others that God loves us. We use method after method, song after song, and scripture after scripture, all to put our spirits at rest that our God has not forgotten us and will not forsake us. Day after day, month after month, year after year, we plead with the God who is love to love us, all the while forsaking life's true purpose. We have forgotten that our journey's meaning is not just about how much God loves us, but rather how much we love Him. He does not need to prove anything to us. His very nature, His very essence is already love. It is already unconditional. It is already pure, forever untainted. When He breathes, it is absolute passion. When He thinks, it is utter obsession. And when He feels, it is pure infatuation. He is so in love with us that He is willing to be vulnerable and willing to suffer and even willing to wait. His love for us is indisputable, and yet we spend our whole lives challenging the only question that has an unwavering answer. Satan stood by as Jesus endured affliction after affliction, all the while encouraged that Jesus' suffering meant weakness and failure. He even watched as they buried his body, claiming victory for himself, wallowing in a deception that death means the end. You see, Satan did not see it, and so unknowingly aided in the greatest rescue mission of all time. He was blind then, and we are blind now. Today, more than ever in history, people are suffering. All around us, we see both agony of spirit and body within our families, friends, and even our country. All around the world, people are asking why and when will it stop? We are being deceived and are sinking fast. We are missing what Satan missed. Jesus endured what he did because he breathed in suffering, but then breathed out a glorious solace. We today breathe in suffering, but then do not breathe out a peace, and so are being choked. We are left with that breath in for our lungs to be squeezed and causing our minds to have hallucinations of a God that has forgotten us and does not love us. We have been convinced that death means the end rather than the beginning. Oh, dearest Jesus, open our eyes. Open our eyes. Help us to breathe out again. We stopped breathing out so long ago. We are tired of being deceived. We are asking not for a relief from our suffering, but please teach us how to breathe again. Fill us with that beautiful solace that you rested in, that suffering means strength and death means life. All so that our final moments
praise to you.